It is 4:18, time for Sarah's Wicked Corner, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner, open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 to 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop into Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on your Wicked Corner?
Well, today is a national holiday. I don't know if you were aware.
No.
But today is National Potato Chip Day.
This.
It is National Potato Chip Day. Yes. So recipes for frying potato slices were published in several cookbooks in the 19th century.
Oh.
But according to culinary legend, the potato chip was born right here in New York State.
According to culinary legend?
Yes.
Wow.
It was invented right here in New York State.
Okay.
When a Saratoga Springs chef named George Crumb. Perfect name for a chef.
George Crumb.
With a name like that, you can't not be a chef. He presented the first plate of chips to business magnate Cornelius Vanderbilt.
Oh, wow.
In 1853.
Yeah.
Now, the story goes that Vanderbilt was unsatisfied with the texture of the fried potatoes he had ordered, and he sent them back to the kitchen multiple times in protest. So frustrated, Crumb sliced several potatoes extremely thin, fried them to a crisp, and seasoned them with extra salt. To his surprise, his customer loved them.
Winner, winner.
Yeah.
Chicken dinner.
They soon came to be called Saratoga chips, a name that persisted into the mid-20th century. However, there are some sources that have noted this story is probably more folktale than fact.
Oh.
But we're going to go with it because it's kind of cool that they were invented here in New York State.
A New York connection, yeah.
In the 20th century, potato chips spread beyond chef-cooked restaurant fare and began to be mass-produced for home consumption.
Yes.
The Dayton, Ohio-based Mike Sells Potato Chip Company, founded in 1910, identifies as the oldest potato chip company in the United States.
Did Mike work there?
I think so.
Did he
sell Mike sold
potato chips?
I think so. When the United States entered World War II, potato chips were declared a non-essential food that had to halt production immediately.
What?
Manufacturers balked at the idea and protests convinced the War Production Board to back down.
Back down.
Thanks to these potato chip loving patriots, potato chips sold better during and after the war than they ever had before.
Wow.
Yes. In an idea originated by the Smith's Potato Crisps Company, formed in 1920. Are you familiar with them?
They're I am.
British.
You're British.
Frank Smith packaged a twist of salt with his chips in grease-proof paper bags, which were sold all over London.
Yeah.
The potato chip remained otherwise unseasoned until an important scientific development in the 1950s.
Yeah.
After English biochemists received a Nobel Prize for inventing something called partition chromatography in 1952.
Wow.
Food scientists began to develop flavors for potato chips. So whatever that is, that process allowed them to put the flavor on the potato chip.
What was the word again, the term?
Partition chromatography.
Wow. Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we have that to thank for the flavors that we all enjoy today.
Science helps
After
everything.
Some trial and error in 1954, an Irish crisps company produced the world's first seasoned chips, and the flavor was cheese and onion.
Oh, cheese. I love cheese and onion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yum. Yeah. The first flavored chips in the United States were barbecue flavored, and they were being manufactured and sold by 1954.
Okay.
So before chips were mass produced, they were sold in bulk in mom and pop shops where they were served out of wooden barrels or scooped from behind glass counters.
Perfect.
But in the 1920s, a woman named Laura Scudder, who owned a potato chip company in Monterey Park, California, started paying her workers to take home sheets of wax paper and iron them into the form of bags, which were filled with chips at her factory the next day.
Wow.
This innovation kept the chips fresh and crisp longer, and along with the invention of cellophane, allowed potato chips to become a mass market product.
Yeah.
Other potato chip makers soon began to also package their chips in bags, and potato chip bags are only partially filled for a very good reason. The additional space adds cushioning to prevent breakage.
Perfect.
So that's why you only get half a bag of potato chips
every time. That's a good spin to put on it.
It is.
Yeah.
The bags are also pumped full of nitrogen, which helps keep the product fresher before opening.
Okay.
Another part of the bag design that is completely intentional is the noise that it makes.
What, when they open it?
Yes. Research has shown that the crinkly, crunchy noise produced by the polymer increases the user's sensory experience, leading snackers to feel that the chips are crisper, crunchier, and fresher if they weren't served in the bag.
It's probably true.
Yes, they're in our hats. Yes.
They are. That's wild.
So Americans consume about 1.85 billion pounds of potato chips annually.
That's
about 6.6 pounds per person.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
It does.
6.6 pounds of potato chips? They're not that heavy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of potato chips.
Yeah.
The top five flavors eaten by Americans are the number one by far was plain. Just plain old potato chips. Followed by barbecue, sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar, my favorite, and cheese.
Cheese?
Just cheese.
Just cheese
Just
chips.
Straight up cheese. Yeah.
Okay.
Overseas, the sky's the limit. Over in the UK, they enjoy prawn cocktail and beef and onion flavors.
Wow. It's a different
world. Greece favors oregano.
Oh.
Japan has soy sauce, seaweed, and wasabi flavored potato chips.
I would try those for sure.
Which ones? The wasabi?
Wasabi, yeah.
Yeah. Spicy a little.
That'd be good. Yeah.
And in Canada, seasonings include their unique all dressed.
All dressed?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's apparently, because I had to look it up too, it's apparently like a mixture between like ketchup, barbecue, and salt and vinegar. It's like all those things.
Okay.
I guess.
All right.
As well as dill pickle and just plain old ketchup.
Okay. Ketchup
chips.
Ketchup chips. Mm. All right. Yes. Weird country. Yeah. You picked out a record to go along with potato chips, did you?
Yeah. So we're going to play a song called Chip Chip by Gene McDaniels.
We'll do it, sir. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's Gene McDaniels, Chip Chip. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song on Legends 102.7?
Because we were talking about potato chips.
Yes.
In honor of National Potato Chip Day today.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, potato chips may have been invented in Saratoga Springs.
Potato chip bags are only partially filled to prevent breakage.
And on average, Americans eat around 6.6 pounds of potato chips per person each year.
Okay, so I never sneak food into the movie theater.
Sure.
I pay top dollar for candy at the front of the movie theater like I'm supposed to. But one time, I was going to go see a movie called A Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be familiar with it.
Yes.
And so I smuggled into the movie theater a bag of Cheetos.
Uh-huh.
And the crunchy kind, not the big, like,
yeah,
the little,
right,
I
yeah
love those.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them out, I was all excited with some friends, sat down, whipped it out of my and I opened up the bag, which of course makes a ton of noise.
Oh yeah.
And then
had the movie started?
It must have because the looks I got, and I don't know, I ate three, and then I'm like, this is,
you can't, I can't.
I had to crinkle the bag back up and stick it down.
Shame.
The quietest movie ever made.
Yeah, truly, literally.
There are silent movies that make more noise.
Mm-hmm.
Dead quiet,
yeah.
And that's what I took my Cheetos to. I
yeah
do love Cheetos,
was a bad
though
choice.
Yeah. And folks want to learn more about the potato chips here. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
That's right.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We'll do it in salt and vinegar, your favorites, right?
Salt and Vinny's, yes.
Salt and Vinny's. Right,
absolutely.
Good to know. Thank you, Sarah. Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Yes.
Looking forward to it right around 4:10. Ed Smith with traffic and the forecast with Josh. See about the snow. That's coming up next on Legends 102.7.